Yesterday morning, I trimmed my fingernails.
Oh, don't worry, they'll probably grow back. So maybe trimming my fingernails doesn't warrant a homily all of its own, does it? After all, if I trim my fingernails, or I cut my hair, or I give blood, I could do all of those things again,
couldn't I? Maybe it doesn't warrant a homily for something that happens over and over and over. There are certain things that I can do to my body with pretty good confidence that it will restore and replenish. But there are other things that can happen that have much more lasting consequences. Things that will inalterably change my body. For good or for bad. Things that remind me that this is the only one I get. And St. Paul tells us today that not only is this the only one that I get, but that this body is holy. And so is yours, and yours, and yours. St. Paul says that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are some general conclusions that we can draw from that statement. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. But there is also something to be learned from what St. Paul was specifically talking about when he said those words. First, thinking generally, we recognize that there are many ways that I can disrespect or even destroy this temple that is my body. There are things that I can put in my temple which do it harm, whether that be marijuana or tobacco or excessive amounts of alcohol. My fingernails will grow back. My brain cells won't. There are things that I can deny my temple that will do it harm. The sleep it needs, the nutrients it needs, the physical activity it needs. And there are ways that I harm this temple when it becomes the god. For example, when excessive exercise is fueled by narcissism, or clothing choices stem from vanity. But believe it or not, St. Paul is not talking about any of those things. He's talking about the harm that comes from giving my body to someone else at the expense of remaining part of the body of Christ. So this book here that we use every Sunday, it's not the Bible, it's a lectionary, which has readings from the Bible that we hear from throughout the year. And sometimes the lectionary, which is where we get our readings for Mass, tries to protect our sensitive ears by leaving out a verse or two that are hard to hear. But right smack in the middle of our second reading today are two verses that we didn't read. Two verses which say that if a person has sexual relations with someone who is not their spouse, yes, the two become one flesh, but they've done so apart from God, not with God. So St. Paul is talking about sexual immorality. Period. There's not a lot gained by tiptoeing around it. When I choose to give myself sexually to someone who is not my spouse in the eyes of the Lord, then I'm no longer united to Christ, because I've chosen to unite myself to that person instead. Now you might say, well, how is that different from when I unite myself to a spouse in marriage? Aren't I also uniting myself to someone else instead of Christ? Well, no, that's the point. In the sacrament of marriage, where two become one flesh, I'm uniting myself to someone else in the image of Christ. And let's be honest, there are many people, including some here this morning, who have given themselves sexually to a person who is not their spouse. Maybe decades ago, maybe a week ago. Either a person who was not yet my spouse, or a person who would never be my spouse. Now, on the one hand, that sexual activity does change my body in an inalterable way. I'm not quite the same person, and the consequences have to be dealt with. But on the other hand, there is something about this temple that can be restored. Like my fingernails, you can be healed. You can be restored. St. Paul tells you, and he tells me what he told the Corinthians. You have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body.